Let's invade Cuba. Here's an invasion we can all get behind, and not one that looks like a 20-year grind. In a hot, dry desert amidst rock, sand, and dust, but with beaches and palm trees, the rum punch a must. Folks are friendly, your high school Spanish will do. Finally an invasion we can put our hearts to. Yes, Cuba is right for a good milli capao. Castro's with Maduro in a New York juzgao. Handcuffs, chains, jumpsuits, the judge can't hide his smirk, as ignores their cries and of them makes short work. The Times applauds, the Journal says, about time! Only old lefties call the invasion a crime. After 60 years, those Castro commies are toast, lined up in the courtroom for a legal spit roast. While Victoria, do Yankees proclaim as one, a chant unheard since the defeat of the Hun. And even Don's critics begrudgingly nod, lest they get fired, tarded stupid and odd. You can watch the amenities slowly take shape, reports of corruption while Cubans must scrape, no freedom, no money, the commies have it all. Salaries are a joke, the economy's in free fall. Except their espionage, the CIA tells. It's first rate, Mossad level, with hundreds of cells. Yeah, those damn commies starve their people and keep a security struck that controls every peep foreign and domestic to boot, to destroy the capitalist world and its loot, serving the hot interests of Ruskies and Chinese, who'd like nothing better than to make the West sneeze. Okay, the energy embargo's been a bit cruel, illegal of an order not all based on rule, but needed to soften the regime and its hold, which Cubans will thank us for getting to fold. If Don brings it off, we'll forgive the Iran thing, Greenland, the arch, even that gold oval bling.